From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are making plans to recoup the government bailout money that insurance giant AIG used to pay executive bonuses. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
After offering billions in rescue money almost half a dozen times in as many months, the federal government essentially owns up to 80% of AIG. But company executives say AIG was still contractually bound to pay out $165 million in bonuses. New York Senator Charles Schumer says that answer isn't good enough.
We will take this money back by taxing virtually all of it. So let the recipients of these large and unseemly bonuses be warned. If you don't return it on your own, we'll do it for you.
Schumer was among several lawmakers who've penned a letter to the AIG chair demanding he renegotiate the bonuses. The same group is backing the idea of tax code legislation to retrieve the bonus money. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The wife and sons of jailed financier Bernard Madoff will be asked to forfeit millions of dollars along with jewelry and watches. That's according to information filed in a federal court document by prosecutors. The filing follows an earlier government notice of intent to seek forfeiture of certain assets linked to Madoff. Madoff pleaded guilty last week to charges he ran one of the biggest frauds in Wall Street history. Authorities have contended the 70-year-old Madoff, who faces sentencing in June, bilked investors out of as much as $60 billion in a massive Ponzi scheme. President Barack Obama has made his first judicial nomination. He picked Judge David Hamilton to serve on a federal appeals court in the Midwest. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Judge Hamilton is currently serving as a federal district court judge in Illinois. President Clinton appointed him to that job in the 90s. Now President Obama has nominated Hamilton to be a judge for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. That circuit hears cases from Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Hamilton is widely considered a moderate. He has the support of both Indiana senators, Republican Richard Lugar and Democrat Evan Bayh. Hamilton used to work for Bayh. By picking a centrist for his first judicial nomination, President Obama may be sending a message that he hopes to avoid some of the ideological battles that delayed judicial confirmations during the Bush and Clinton years. Republican senators had earlier threatened to filibuster judges unless President Obama renominates one of President Bush's nominees who was not confirmed during the last Congress. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Better-than-expected news from the home-building sector gave the financial markets a lift today on top of big gains last week. The government says housing starts rose more than 22% to an annual rate of 583,000 units last month, the biggest increase in almost 20 years, and the first gain since April. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 178 points, closing at 7,395. The NASDAQ was up 58 points. The S&P 500 rose 24 points today. This is NPR. The parents of a German teen who went on a shooting spree last week, killing 15 people, said they are shocked and saddened by their son's actions. The parents of 17-year-old Tim Kretschmer also said they never imagined their son would be capable of such a crime. Kretschmer opened fire at his former high school March 11th, gunning down 9 students, 3 teachers, and 3 bystanders before taking his own life. Pope Benedict XVI arrived in Cameroon today for the first leg of his first papal journey to Africa, a continent where the Catholic Church is growing but also facing competition from other religions. NPR's Sylvie Pujoli reports.
Before his departure, the Pope said he wants to wrap his arms around the entire continent with what he called its painful wounds, its enormous potential and hopes. Benedict said he wants to reach out to victims of hunger, disease, injustice, and fratricidal conflicts. He's expected to talk about the AIDS epidemic, which is affecting about 22 million people in sub-Saharan Africa. But the Pope is not likely to change his position that sexual abstinence is the key to fight the spread of the disease. During the flight, Benedict told reporters, "You can't resolve AIDS with the distribution of condoms. On the contrary," he added, "it increases the problem." Benedict also dismissed suggestions that he's facing increasing opposition and isolation within the Catholic Church. "The myth of my solitude," he said, "makes me laugh." Sylvie Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Thousands of revelers in New York turned out in less than ideal spring weather for the city's 248th annual Wearing of the Green today, the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. According to one tourist visiting from Ireland, the annual event is even better than the ones at home. Meanwhile, there are also parades today in Chicago and in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.